Did your parents teach you to share when you were a child?
Absolutely. My parents instilled in me the importance of sharing from a very young age. They explained that sharing with siblings, friends, and others demonstrated kindness and helped to build strong relationships. I learned early on that sharing wasn't just about material possessions, but also about extending generosity towards others in a variety of ways. This lesson has stayed with me throughout my life and continues to shape how I interact with others.
2. What kind of things do you like to share with others?
I find joy in sharing a wide range of things, both tangible and intangible. Sharing a delicious meal with a friend, recommending a captivating book, or simply offering words of support are all ways I enjoy connecting with others. Additionally, I believe in sharing knowledge and experiences, whether through teaching or engaging in meaningful conversations.
3. What kind of things are not suitable for sharing?
It's essential to recognize that certain things are best kept private, especially sensitive personal information that could cause harm or embarrassment if shared without someone's consent. Respecting boundaries and maintaining trust is crucial. Also, sharing physical items without permission or failing to return borrowed belongings can erode the trust between individuals. I think it's important to be mindful of others' feelings and property.
4. Do you have anything to share with others recently?
Yes. I recently discovered a breathtaking hiking trail near my home and can't wait to share my find with fellow outdoor enthusiasts. Plus, I'm currently reading a fantastic book that I'm eager to recommend to friends who enjoy a similar genre. Sharing positive experiences and discoveries is something I thoroughly enjoy. I believe that sharing can bring people together and create a sense of community.